tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're paying tribute to Robbie Robertson, a guitarist and great songwriter from the band who recently passed away. He passed away at the age of 80 on August 9th. He was a legend, a legendary guitarist, songwriter, soundtracker, and advocate. In fact, one of the things we did mention before we started the set was that the family asked, after the passing of Robbie Robertson, rather than send flowers or anything else, they suggested that donations be made to the Six Nations of the Grand River to support the building of a new cultural center. So that was something that Robertson was actually working towards during his lifetime before he passed. So we do recommend you can check that out if you do want to show support for a cause that he was definitely personally invested in. Again, that's a donation that can be made to the Six Nations of the Grand River to support the building of their new cultural center. With that said, we ended off with a track from, well, four tracks from the band, something from their 1970 record, Stage Fright.
Yeah, we heard the song, the W.S. Wildcat Medicine Show. Did we play a song from each band album? No, not everyone.
Oh, it was definitely not.
Actually, they have a
way
lot.
Too
Sorry.
Many to do that. But definitely, I think, the core ones. Yeah. I think pretty much. And not to disparage the group themselves, but, you know, there's, like, a core collection of albums from the group that I think most people gravitate towards. And really, it does go from 68 through 70. I think there's plenty of great hidden gems and tracks, deep cuts on the rest of the records. But I think these were the most consistent three of all of them. In fact, I should mention that this song itself was actually based off of actual traveling medicine shows that Robbie Robertson would attend as a child. And there was a lot of nostalgia in this track based on a lot of the imagery shared in that. Prior to that, we heard something. It's kind of from the Basement Tapes, but not really.
Yeah, we heard Yazoo Street Scandal.
So when the Basement Tapes, as me and Dave have articulated in a previous episode focused on that recording, when they were released in 1975 as a compilation record, there was, of course, a collection of tracks that Bob Dylan recorded along with the band. Mm-hmm. But the band also had some outtakes that were recorded around the time of Music from Big Pink.
And they put those on there.
And they tacked those on there. Now, with that said, these songs are all great. I love this 75 compilation. It's one of my favorite records, and it still flows pretty well, but they were not recording with Dylan at the time of that. But anyway, you can find that off of that compilation, and it's been found on various other releases since then. But again, a great song called The Yazoo Street Scandal. Prior to that, we heard Jawbone from 1969's The Band, probably the biggest album in their career. One of those that just seems ubiquitous, like everyone's dad or uncle or cousin owns a copy of this somewhere in their record collection, mm-hmm. collecting dust, or, you know, played till it's worn and the grooves are just worn completely on the vinyl. Just a great retro, rustic-sounding album where the band really wanted to capture the sound of archaic Americana, and I think they encapsulated that perfectly on this recording.
Yeah, and that was their second full-length.
That's right.
Then we had something from, which is also one of their better-known releases, Music from Big Pink from 1968. We heard the album, the song from the album, Music from Big Pink, called To Kingdom Come.
Yep, To Kingdom Come. I just want to mention all those songs that we heard from the band featured writing credits from Robbie Robertson. He didn't write all the songs for the band, obviously, nor did he provide vocals for all of the band's songs, but he did contribute to all the ones we've selected here. And he actually rarely provided vocals, but he did on that song, To Kingdom Come.
That's true. And we kind of were touching on it, but if anyone doesn't know, just before Music from Big Pink came out, Bob Dylan, who was touring with the band when they were known as the Hawks, when he went electric, stopped. He stopped and he kind of went away and he started playing more folky country type things. And the band came along and they just recorded a bunch of stuff in the basement, which eventually became the Basement Tapes. There's been lots of bootlegs of that, and it kind of kickstarted the bootleg industry. But that's kind of how they're connected. And a lot of the songs, there are some songs on here that also Dylan has a credit for as well, I believe.
There are some, yeah. that is true. So.
And we should mention the cover.
Oh, of course, the cover, this great kind of crude impressionist painting on the cover of Music from Big Pink. It's actually a painting from Bob Dylan. He wanted to contribute something to the record, but some obligations came up, so he couldn't provide vocals or anything else. So he said, I'll give you an album cover, and he did. And I actually love this album cover. It's one of my favorites. It's kind of this caricature of all the members of the band, and an elephant for some reason. I think the elephant might be Dylan, like the elephant in the room, but
maybe, yeah.
But either way, I love that image.
It's pretty funny. It's good. It's classic, classic album cover from a classic album from the band. And before that, we heard some of the earlier stuff that was, well, before that, we heard something with Dylan.
Oh, yeah, we heard one of the live recordings from the Bootleg Series Volume 4, Live in 66. We heard their rendition of Tell Me Mama. Again, there was a lot of iterations of the band playing with Dylan over the years. This one, I believe, did not feature Levon Helm.
Yeah, around this time, Levon did play with Dylan at this time. When he went electric, he needed a band to tour with, and he found the band. Before they were called the band, they were called the Hawks. They were playing with Ronnie Hawkins. Anyways... yeah, he left the tour at some point, and they have another drummer on this recording, and he played several dates with them. Now, his name is slipping my mind, but the only reason I remember who it is because when I found out what his name was, he was like a minor character in the Home Improvement television show in the 90s. But before that, he was a studio musician, and he played with a lot of different musicians and artists.
And I believe he actually recorded with Dylan in the studio at some points as well.
I think so. And with Al Kooper, maybe, as well.
Definitely with Al Kooper.
Yeah.
And then we started things off with what would have been kind of like the prototype version of the band that the label forced them to adopt the name Canadian Squires against their will, but, you know, so be it. We heard something from their single from 1965, the A-side, Leave Me Alone. And, yeah, that was our tribute to the late, great Robbie Robertson, an incredible musician and activist, absolutely fantastic human being. We're going to be going next, paying tribute from this musician to paying tribute to some very important anniversaries that are happening, especially in the field of soul and R&B. Two significant albums celebrating 60th and 50th anniversaries respectively, Nightbeat by Sam Cooke and Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
So we'll talk a little bit about that after we play the tracks, but we're going to hear two from each album, and let's get to it. We're going to start off with some music from Sam Cooke, Mean Old World, but first we're going to hear some short PSAs and remind you what station you're listening to here. Well, you are listening to CJAM on Revolution Rock.
Well, we'll make sure you know about it.
But we're going to tell you again.
We'll tell you again. Stay tuned for more CJAM.
This is a mean old world to live in, all by yourself. This is a mean old world to live in, all by yourself. This is a mean world to be alone without someone to call your own. This is a mean old world to try and live in all by yourself. I wish I had someone who'd love me too. I wish I had someone who loved me too. If I had someone who loved me too, then I know I wouldn't be
so blue. This is a mean old world to try and live in all by yourself. Living all by yourself. Mean old world to try and live in all by yourself. This is a mean. Without someone to call you home. No mean world to try and live in all by yourself. Sometimes I find myself dreaming. I found the love. Sometimes I find myself dreaming. I found the love. Sometimes I